me. She's a tiger. She's crying about ice cream and she wipes her tears. Her tiger paint smears and her mom yells at her. What a zoo. I turn. Ivy is sitting on the edge of the fountain, a giant sketchbook balanced on her knees. She nods toward the line of whiners and the face painters furiously coloring stripes, spots, and whiskers. I feel bad for them, I say. What are you drawing? Ivy moves so I can sit next to her and hands me the sketchbook. She's drawing the kids' faces. Half of each face is plain and sad. The other half is plastered with thick clown makeup that is fake happy. She hasn't painted any tigers or leopards. The last time I was here, they were doing clown faces. No such luck today, Ivy explains. Looks good, though, I say. It's kind of spooky. Not creepy, but unexpected. I hand back the sketchbook. Ivy pokes her pencil into her bun. Good. That's what I'm trying for. That turkey bone thing you did was creepy, too. Creepy in a good way. Good creepy. It's been months, and I'm still thinking about it. What am I supposed to say now? I bite my lip, then release it. I pull a roll of lifesavers from my pocket. Want a piece? She takes one, I take three, and we suck in silence for a moment.